Blog Talk Radio.
Get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. Was this your daily? Go get 'em ism show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break a bit now, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752, aka Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get 'em Ism show all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should. And I hope that y'all feeling like real men and women should also tonight on the Daily Go Get 'em Ism show. We are talking about, what you gave or what you're giving when you take sex away in a relationship. You know, some people have had their heart broken, or they've had a string of relationships where they have been made unhappy. They have not felt good about the relationships that they've been in. Broken hearts, disappointments, been lied to, deceived, promised, not delivered to. Well, what happens? What happens when you say, all right, you know what? In the case of a woman, all these dudes out here, all they want is sex. And as soon as they get it, now they want to be out. They want to leave you high and dry as soon as you give them a little, you know, you let them dip they stick into the little candy. So what I'm going to do in my next relationship is I'm going to take sex off the table. All right, so you took sex off the table. That's cool. That's cool for you. But what are you giving back? You know, a relationship is give and take. So if you take sex away, when you know most adults, they grew up hoping to have sex because that's what grown people do. Some people even call it doing the grown-up. They call it doing the grown-up. So if you take the grown-up away and you take it back to what I consider, now this is just my opinion, when you take it back to the juvenile way of developing a relationship, because you know when we were younger there was no guarantee of sex. Every girl was not giving it up. But I want to say peace to all of the girls that was, because y'all was the real MVP. You didn't have to give it up to everybody, but you understood the assignment. Like, you know, I'm in love with Larry and he's in love with me. We get together. Ooh, so happy. But anyway, so when you take it back to the situation where you say, well, I just want us to get to know each other, you know, and establish ourselves, find out what we have in common, see if we're compatible by not having sex. Now, I'm of the belief that you can get to know somebody and find out your compatibility and all of that kind of stuff while having sex if you are a mature individual. But since the opinion of a lot of people who practice abstinence and celibacy don't believe that most people out here can ascend to that level of maturity and still stay the course of being serious in a relationship. Well, basically what they want to do is they want to clock everybody's motives. They want to make sure that all parties involved in this situation are honest. We're going to keep everybody honest. Everybody's going to tell the truth in this situation. Now, the question that I have is, all right, since you took sex away, what are you giving? I understand that your esteem for your self-esteem is so high that you feel like even without sex, that you are a great individual. You are a terrific woman. You are phenomenal. All right, so show me the phenom. Show me that without sex. Show me what you're giving. What we got? Show me. Show me. It's not as easy as it sounds. It really isn't. It may not be as easy as it sounds because I don't think that a lot of people really take this into consideration when they declare themselves celibate or abstinent with the motive of establishing a relationship. Now, if you're not looking for a relationship, you know that, you're honest about that, you don't even want to date and all of that, that's one thing. But if you're saying that, yeah, I don't mind dating again, I don't mind loving again, but what I do mind is putting sex into the relationship anytime soon. So for the next 90 days, 180 days, that's 3 months or 6 months, there's not going to be any sex. Are you okay with that? Some men have said, okay, all right, we can do that. He never said that he wasn't going to have sex with anybody else. But for you, all right, I'll wait. I'm waiting. So, all right, so what are we going to do now? Because we wasn't on, in your relationships prior to this declaration, you were doing more than just having sex. So what are you going to do now? Now the sex is totally off the table. What we got? Show me what you got. When you
when you blame other people for the problems that you feel like you have for yourself, you can run into a lot of problems. You might run into problems with logic alone. You might run into problems with logic because logically, no matter what you have to say, somebody else may have something else to say about it. They might have a rebuttal. So for the man who would say to you, all right, we're going to do it your way, honey. We won't have sex for 9 months. Well, let's say 3 months to a year, whatever. We won't have sex. Okay. Now show me what you're going, what we're going to do. I understand you still want to do everything else. You want to go to restaurants. You want to go to museums, plays, shows. You want to go for walks in the park. You still want all of the romance without the physical part. But what is it about you that's going to make me want to do that with you? Have you thought about that? And I don't know if a lot of women have thought about that. I think that they've thought about it from more of a selfish perspective. Like, I'm just trying to make sure that you're 100% and that you're not going to hurt me. Is a man wrong for looking at it from the standpoint of, well, I just want to make sure that I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, I just want to make sure that looking at it from the standpoint of making sure that you're going to help me. You're making sure that I'm not going to hurt you. Okay, I can do that. Now, what are you going to do to help me? All right, well, what do I have to do? All right, well, we know that sex is off the table, so physically, you're not going to help me. So what else? What else? What do you got? What are those cards in your hand? You took away the big joker and the little joker. That was sex. All right, what else you got? Do you have an ace? You got an ace in there? Or are you working with a jack, a 10, and, you know, high nines? And I'm not trying to sound accusatory of anybody or whatever, but think about it. Think about it. If you take sex away, what are you giving? Are you coming to this relationship a loving person, a generous person? Some men care about whether you'll cook for them, whether you'll clean for them, whether you'll, I don't know, whatever. You know, but are you willing to do all of that? Or is it like, well, I ain't doing none of that stuff either. You know, how like some women say, don't give your boyfriend the husband treatment. So there's certain things that you should only do for your husband, right? Right. All right. Well, we're not married. I don't even know if we go together because we're not having sex. But I'm supposed to stay in this situation. What's in it for me? Oh, I get it. I'm selfish for asking what's in it for me. Yeah, I'm selfish for asking what's in it for me. Even though you guaranteed what's in it for you by taking away sex, because that's exactly what you wanted. And you told me that up front, and I had to do it if I wanted to be with you. Now, I'm showing you that I want to be with you. Now, how are you showing that you want to be with me? Perhaps there are a list of activities that we're going to participate in. Since, we're not having sex. Maybe you'll pay for some of those activities. After all, you keeping your booty to yourself. I mean, shouldn't I keep my money to myself? See, I'm starting to go down the wrong road, right? My bad, y'all. My bad. But I don't know. To me, it doesn't sound unreasonable to go that route. You know, if you can keep your butt to yourself, you can keep your twat to yourself. I mean, after all, I don't even know if it's that good. At the end of this 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, I don't know if this thing is going to be blazing. I could wait all this long time for a dud. Like, damn, I dated you for a whole year just to drop you after we had sex. Like, I've been robbed. She lied it to me. She lied it. She lied it to you. Yeah, she lied it to me. She made it sound like at the end of the year I was going to get this prize. She gave me, I thought I was going to get this luscious, delicious cake from Denise's or ShopRite. I don't care what y'all talking about. ShopRite got some good cake. Yeah, you know I mean that cake. ShopRite got some good cake. All right. So I thought I was gonna get this great cake, you know, from ShopRite, and it turned out to be a Little Debbie cake. You know, don't nobody eat Little Debbie cakes except for prisoners. Yeah. This John nasty. Robbie Mink says, when you left Facebook, I subscribed to YouTube. How long ago was that? Man, listen. I held out today because y'all wasn't subscribing. And some of y'all didn't like the show. If y'all like this show, I'm about to end it right now. I got my finger on the button. You don't like this show? Anyway, y'all take me too seriously sometimes. Carol, I'm cracking up at you just subscribing. See? She didn't subscribe. Oh, she said I've been subscribed. Oh, that. Okay, cool. And Robbie said, you actually called us the N-word? No, I said niggas. The N-word is never. I would never call you a never. Okay. Shirley Shirley, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on? How you feeling, ma? And she says, we're talking about you calling us niggas. Man, don't be so sensitive. Don't be so sensitive. Robbie Mink says, without sex, you can cuddle, cook food, watch TV, go to the movies, play games with the kids. Okay. At least you've thought about it, Rob. At least you've thought about it. Because I'm not sure if every woman has thought about that. Now, let's break down some of the things you said. You can cuddle. You might want to watch out for the cuddling. Because to me, that's misleading. Because I suck at cuddling. When I cuddle, I start touching titties and feeling on ass and rubbing thighs. We get the cuddling and kissing. Like, no. Cuddling is sex. That's sex. No cuddle. Don't touch me. Don't touch me. You said 3 months to a year, no sex. That don't cuddle me. I'm bad at cuddling. That's like you promising me. Now you teasing me. No. So all right, let's take cuddling off. What's the other stuff? You said cook food. Okay. Now you're willing to cook for your man. A lot of women aren't, but I like that. Watch TV. Okay. To the movies. I think watching TV and going to the movies benefits you more because you wanted the date in the first place. All right. Play games with the kids. I think that benefits you more too. What I mean is, all right. What is a man gaining from what he's sacrificing for you? He's sacrificing his sexual desires for you. What are you replacing his sexual desires for you? Like, what kind of woman are you going to be that's going to make him say, you know what, this is worth the wait. This is worth waiting all the time in the world. Because from my experience, watching this from the sidelines, because you know I ain't participating in this, But from watching from the sidelines, a lot of women who practice abstinence or celibacy are very bitter. They're angry. And a lot of times they're bringing that anger into the relationship. You know, they're saying things like, yeah, I'm not having sex, so that's number one. And they're saying it just like that, that, you know, with that attitude. So you want to be with me? All right, here I am. Like, dag, that's inviting. Thank you, ma. Oh, look, we have a condescending, angry, bitter woman, you know what I mean, on the table that's not having sex. Who wants to make a bid? I don't know. Like, are you bringing somebody who's compassionate? Are you bringing somebody who's understanding? Are you bringing somebody that will help you make money, build on your business? Are you bringing somebody who believes in your dreams and that will help you out with that? Have you become somebody who can teach their man something, learn him something? See, a lot of women haven't really thought that way. They're so busy making sure that they don't get hurt, they haven't thought about what they're going to do to actually help. They haven't thought about that. And they don't want to acknowledge that they're selfish. So all of the sins that other men have committed against them, they finally found a man who will actually battle against that. Like, all right, babe, all right. You know what? I like you. I want to learn to love you, so I'm going to do it your way. But what are you going to do for me? You took away sex. All right. That may not be the most important thing in our relationship, but what have you replaced sex with? What are you coming with? How are you going to impress your man? Or are you even interested in that? Are you interested in impressing your man with the kind of woman that you have become now that you have taken sex off of the table? All right. Robin Ming says, so in order for us to go together, we have to have sex. If sex is not involved, then we don't go together. If you're talking to me, yeah. Yeah, we're going to get that out of the way real quick. Because I'm not of the belief that you can't get to know a person well, even in a mature way, while still having sex. I don't, you know, not me, you know. But this is bigger than me. This show is definitely 100% not about me, because ain't no way I'm doing this shit. But for men that have gone through this, let's speak for them for a minute, if you're considering it. And for the women who have brought this to the table, what else are you bringing to the table? What else we got? Just like, you know how, like, on Facebook, you'll see those memes that they ask the question, all right, fellas, besides good dick, what are you bringing to, no, besides dick and money, what are you bringing to the table? Like, okay. I kind of resent it when they reduce a man to just what he can pay for, what he can buy, what his net financial worth is. I resent that a lot. But okay, let's answer the question. If a man can't buy you, if you're not interested in his money, what can he offer you that would make you interested in him, that would make you attracted to him? So, I mean, regardless of his money, maybe you find him attractive. Maybe you think that he's good looking. Maybe you think he's handsome. Is he handsome to you? Okay, so he's bringing that. But I'm sure you're going to want more. Like, what does this man know? What can he show you? What can he teach you? What can, you know, is he involved in his community? Does he care about anything besides sports? You know, is he educated? Does he know anything? Can he show you some things that you've never seen before? Can he make you think about things you haven't thought about before? Is he good with children? Does he care about our youth? Is he respectful towards his elders? Is he someone that is respectable? respectful and respectable. Okay, Stacey White says protection. What does that mean? Okay, I guess you were talking about when you're talking about what you can bring to the table and what you replace sex with, maybe. Let me see. All right. My brother from another mother, Norris Hill, says the bottom line question will be, what are we giving each other to be or stay together? I agree. King says, you wait, do all the stuff, and sex is trash. Oh, no. I need a refund. King, listen, man. It happens too. It happens. And then I guess you'd be like, yeah, but we had so much fun together. You ain't gonna just break up with me because the sex is trash, right? And you know, you can always improve sex, right? People say that all the time, right? You know, you can do things to spice things up. That's what they say. But we all know that everybody ain't working with the same type of anatomy. Everybody ain't working with the same tool. You know, I mean, you might be able to show a man how to work his dick, but you can't make his dick bigger. So there might have to be a compromise. The same way that, you know, you might get a woman to be able to do more freaky things in the bed, but you can't make the actual pussy better. I don't even think women understand that. Like, there are other things you can do in sex. You can give blowjobs better. You can wear certain clothes if that turns your man on. You can dance, and I don't know, whatever, all that cat stuff that. Men go for, you know what I mean? I mean, men go to strip clubs not to have sex, but to feel sexually aroused. So if you can do the same things that those strippers do, all right. I'm not sure if that's making sex better, but in some people's minds where sex lies, all right, that might work. But the actual box, what can you do to improve that? The actual box. Because there's some women out here that have to, where KY Jelly is basically a blessing because they don't get wet like that. And no, it ain't because they're not aroused or anything like that. Some women, listen, I'm just going to tell y'all like this. Some women's regular moist is another woman's gushing. Like, that's all it can do. Like, that's it. It don't get no wetter than that. And I don't mean to, be all graphic, but y'all know me. But yeah, there's some women, they ain't built like that. And I don't know if they know it or not. You know what I mean? There are women out there that get so wet, you think they peed on themselves. And then there are the other women. Like, maybe you should pee on yourself. All right, okay. I mean, chill. Yeah, we got chill. We go chill. We're not going left on this show. We will not go left. No, we won't. Everything is going to be all right. We got this. Everything good. Everything is love. We got it. You and I, we'll be together till the 6 is 9. That's right. Okay. No, it says in order to be or stay together. All right, Stacey White says, you know that goes both ways. To now, he might not be no good. That you're right, Stace. You are right. You are right. And I'm glad you said that. You are right. He might have this trash dick. He might have this trash dick. And now you all in. But here's the thing. More than likely, a man ain't gonna make you wait for no trash dick. He gonna give you that thing as soon as possible. I don't know too many men that practice abstinence or celibacy. Some do. And I don't know too many men that blame sex for things going left in a relationship or for failed relationships. Yeah, I don't know if maybe they say it to themselves, but you don't normally hear too many men saying, man, you know, all these women want to do is get a little wood from you, and then they be out. You don't normally hear a lot of men say that. What you will hear them say, this is a little cat call. This is a little dog whistle with men who got trash dick. They'll say something like, these women out here, they don't know what loyalty is. They don't want no good man. They don't want a man that's going to go to work, you know, do what he's supposed to do, take care of his family, blah, 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 blah. You got to read between the lines. Because there ain't too many men out there that got the good wood who worry about their women straying like that. I'm not saying that a woman won't stray just because she getting hit right. But you breaking her off correctly and you doing right, you're the good man that you say you are, you can at least expect some better results. So whenever I hear a man saying, like, you know, these bitches ain't loyal, they don't want to do, they don't want no good man, they want some thug-ass nigga, some just-came-home-ass nigga, some young nigga with his pants hanging off his ass with a pair of Tims on his ass nigga. I'll be like, do the hustle. Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. All right. Shirley Cheryl says, when you take sex away a little, then you will know what to expect if you get married. Grow old together because you can't. But don't take it away for long because someone else will show what sex is. I would say just don't play no games like that. Don't take it away at all. You know what I mean? Work on improving that and other areas of your relationship. See, I'm under the impression that a lot of women blame sex for their failed relationships because they're not taking a complete diagnosis of what happened in their relationship. And I'm going to give this analogy and see what we can do with it. Remember when COVID first came out? And first of all, let me preface this by saying this. Sometimes when you have a sickness and you give the wrong diagnosis or you haven't taken time out to find out where the illness came from, you may think that you got it from a place that it hasn't come from, and you may keep going to a place where it is coming from, not recognizing it. Remember when COVID first came out? When COVID first came out, they had us washing our hands all crazy, making sure that we didn't touch metal products and metal surfaces and things like that. Because they were talking about how the virus lives for all of this time on metal purposes. So you got to buy all this disinfectant and all it. And remember, the stores were out of hand sanitizer. You know, it was all this money being made because they weren't sure of where the virus came from. Actually, I think that they were sure of where it came from, and they was lying in order to build this. But hey, I'm not going to get into all the conspiracy theory stuff. right now. As they learned more about COVID, they realized that it's an airborne disease. It's an airborne infection. It's an airborne virus. So it's coming right out of our mouths. And that's where it was coming from the whole time. So we spent all of this money on hand sanitizers. And remember, they had a shortage on hand sanitizers. So we had to spend all of this money on these high prices for hand sanitizer. And that wasn't the problem. We spent all this money on gloves. Okay, but that wasn't the problem. We were covering everything, and that wasn't the problem. The problem was our air. And that's why it got worse and worse. They didn't tell us not to kiss. They didn't tell us to stay out of each other's faces, although they did tell us to social distance. As we found out where it came from, then the cases could start to go down because you could start to coach people in how to conduct themselves in order to protect themselves better. So when you think that sex has been the problem in your relationships, now you're blaming sex and taking sex off the table as if that's going to make everything better. But okay, I don't think that you're right about that, but let's say that you are right about it. Now, since you have taken sex off the out of the relationship, what are you putting back in it to replace sex? Because at least one of the two people in your relationship wanted to have sex, and you took it away. But what did you replace it with? I'll give y'all some time to think about it. All right. Wait, what did Carol say? That Carol said that. No, that was Nart. He said cuddles lead to puddles. Yeah, all that cuddling. Nah. Don't be teasing me. Don't cuddle. When you cuddle with me, I think you love me. No, leave me alone. Don't hug me. Don't touch me. No, not for 9 months or whatever that stupid number is. No, don't touch. Okay, Stacey White says, well, I've been hearing a lot of talk that I know that's not true. At protection? Okay. I don't mind cooking and doing all the stuff before marriage. That's practice. Well, they say, don't be cooking for your man. Don't be co-signing loans and stuff for your man, which I do agree with that. But they say don't treat your boyfriend like a husband. Because if he can get the milk for free, why would he buy the cow? For beef, dummy. Don't nobody be drinking no milk. We want beef. Look at the ass on that cow. That's my kind of cow. I ain't never seen a cow with a small ass. Or turkey. Okay. Stacey said, you real verbal today. She said, heck, can you cook for me? No, you the one took away sex. You cook. All right. Carol says, support for one, compassion. Okay. Support. Interesting. TK Wright says, during the times when I refrained from having sex, I did not get into a relationship at all because I'm giving up the panties when in one. Makes sense to me. What did Nora says? Cuddles lead to puddles. Cuddles. All right. Robbie Robbie Mink says, loyalty, handsome, treat me like a queen. Okay. TK Wright says, there's so much to me when sex is in or out of the equation. Politics, sociology, community service, friendship. Okay. I wonder if other women have thought that far. Stacey White says, I don't want him to have me doing nothing stupid. I need you to define what stupid is. Carol says, Taki nailed it. No, she ain't nailed it all the way. We still got some more nails and there's still some more wood and pictures to put up. So you just calm down. You calm down, lady. You just calm down. All those exclamation points. You calm down. Calm down. Show a person how to use a phone and things just get out of hand. All right. Stacey White says, y'all always talking about the woman, but what about the man not being good? Yeah, well, the man didn't take away sex, though. Y'all did. All right, King says, hope you all having a great Friday and a great weekend as well. Good looking. Nara says, at Tacky, or at TK Wright, those are the things that make a man aspire to be better. Okay. Carol says, you stupid, Omar, peeing on yourself. I thought some women, yeah, I figured y'all could pee on yourselves, you know, to help the cause, you know, physically. You know what I mean? You'll get wet no other way. Go ahead and pee. One thing, you know, I never seen dry pee. If you could pull that off, we'll get you to the doctor quick. All right, Cheryl says, some men aren't built like that either. Some of y'all get really hard and shine. Get hard enough? I think you missed a word there. Some of y'all get really hard maybe you mean some get really hard and some don't get hard enough. I don't know. All right, Stacey White says, not him protecting me, but I have to be on a watch of protecting him too. Okay. Cheryl says, there are men who try to hold out for marriage too. Yeah, that's trash dick. You know, listen, if that man want to hold out till marriage, first of all, I don't know. If I was a woman, I would be wary of any man that didn't want to give up no dick. Because either it's trash or that man is so guilty, he is so high maintenance on the mental tip that you're going to spend most of your time with him trying to talk him off a ledge. And that's your choice. If that's your choice, go ahead and do you. If that's your choice, go ahead and do you. But I don't know. Shoot. You know what I mean? He should be ready to give that trash dick up. And I don't know, man. I don't know. If I was a woman dealing with a man that, listen, it's nothing wrong with a man being religious or being into the Lord and all of that, but he should be into the Lord for his salvation and for the salvation of his loved one if he feels that way. Not because he's so close to being into a depression that he just feels like everything that he has ever done in his life has been wrong. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because one thing about men that I know, they can get over a bad sex session. Like, yeah, I didn't do so well tonight. It's like when the Sixers dropped two in a row to Toronto in the NBA playoffs. Like, yeah, we messed up on them two games. We didn't get a chance to close out after being up 3-0, but we didn't. I mean 3-0, but we didn't get swept like the Brooklyn Nets. That's what we didn't do. So I'm gonna get back in the gym and we gonna get this game plan together. All right. All right, Shorty Short says, a lot of men who have been hurt, just like when women get hurt, are protective over their supplies. All right, you take that chance if you want to. What man you know? What man you know has been so sad that he wasn't giving up no dick? That was some trash dick. All right. You know what? To be fair, I'm going to say this, girl. To be fair, maybe he feels like his emotions, his sexual activity was deeply connected to his emotions. So he's not the type that can have casual sex. And there are plenty of men out there who aren't capable of having casual sex, which is interesting because those are the men who whack off all the time. You want to masturbate all the time, but I don't know. Robbie Ming says, I think COVID was man-made. What do you mean think? Oh, it's definitely man-made, but nonetheless, they didn't tell all the men who made it and how it was made. Robbie Ming says, I was cooking for my kids. That's how I learned to cook. Okay. Cool. TK Wright says, Omar is hating. That's why you give it up on the first night. Don't ask me how I know, but now. Mo. Go ahead somewhere and practice abstinence. People talk. But I bet you I ain't gonna say nothing else. All right. Stacey White says, I like keeping myself up, just not for me, but for him too. Okay. She also says, a spiritual connection is good when you don't have sex right away because you get to know each other. Okay, now we talking. Spiritual connection. So are you saying that you can't have a spiritual connection while having sex? Because I don't know, man. When sex is good, it feels spiritual. It does. It'd be like, yeah, I really bust a nut. Oh, it feels like heaven. I really bust a nut. Oh, it feels like heaven. I really bust a nut. Oh, it feels like heaven. I really bust a nut. I felt it from head to toe. It feels like heaven. Oh, Lord. What you looking at, cat? You like, nigga. You brought out the tab read. I really like that nut. Oh, it feels like heaven. I really like that. It was spiritual. It was spiritual. So. Come on, y'all. Come on. I feel it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. When the good Lord allowed me to be spiritually connected to my woman, make her do things with the twat that I didn't think could be done. Yes. I feel connected. I feel unified. I feel unified. Make me want to pay some bills. Send me all your bills, baby. Send me your bills. Electric, gas, water, house note, rent, car note, anything.
Well, oh shit, we gotta get on up out of here. What y'all see, man, what y'all be making me do? Gotta get up out of here. Cheryl says, now that's the number one hit, first and second verse. Feel like T.K. Frank says, let me stop. Ain't going to hell with you. No, I said, amen. That says, me moving away from my computer so I can get struck by lightning. Don't be scared. The Lord is with us. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? I wish I had me a damn organ. The Lord is here. The Lord is here with us right now. The Lord is here with us right now. He's telling some of us to hold back. Hold back on the twat. Don't give up nothing. Make sure that man loves you. Make sure he's with you. And some of you men out there, you're saying, yeah, Lord, I'm going to take this ride with this woman because I trust and believe that you sent her to me as a prize, as a gift of love. So I'm going to take this ride 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, a year, whatever it takes. But please, at the end of this run, the end of this ride, Lord, Father God, please, at the end of this run, Father God, please, let that ass be worth the wait. Let that ass... Let that ass be worth the wait. 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 Amen. Amen. Let that ass be worth the wait. Don't make me wait all this long time, Lord. I waited all my life to be with you, Father God, Lord. All right, deliver. Give me the right onion. Give me the right onion. Don't let the onion make me cry for nothing, Lord. Don't let the onion make me cry for nothing. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious. April 29th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, my man, Brother Ramasus. Amon Mott-Ra, and Mickey Armstead turning 58 years old today, and also Jeffrey Hackett turning 63 years old today. And last but not least, my man Albert Geiger turning 54 years old today. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious April 29th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally, all of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out, rock on and do the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard and go for yours. And remember, y'all got me. Y'all make me do this shit. I swear. Y'all make me do this. Yo, you got to chill. All right. Abstinence, celibacy. If you take, just like anything else out there, you know, if you want to lose weight, then you have to take away some of the things that you eat. You have to change some of the things in your lifestyle that are going to help you to be able to lose weight and be healthier. You can't just do whatever you want to do or pick and choose things the way that you want to pick and choose them and expect to get the results that you want. You have to submit to whatever it takes in order to get the thing that you want. So if you want a better relationship, if you want better results in unification, love, devotion, dedication, loyalty, of faithfulness, you're going to have to do more than just take sex away. You're going to have to replace it with something. You have to, just like when you take money out of the bank, you got to put it back in there in order to increase your savings. That's the way it works. You can't just take it away and be like, well, no, we're still in the same place. No, we're not. No, we're not. And you can't just look at things from a selfish standpoint and expect everybody to submit to that. That ain't right. So, you know, it's just something to think about. I really like that. Nah. I really like that. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. Resuscitate y'all and love y'all right back to life. You know what I'm saying? And let me get up out of here. Yeah. Y'all did, yeah. All right, so Blog Talk, let me get you on the body here. So, oh, yo, and make sure y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the